Okay, today is Daf Lamed Dalet. We're on Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis. We're up to the two dots. Modim, Modim, Mamshtikin Otso. If someone says Modim twice, we quiet you down. Why? Because it looks like you're being Modim to two different gods. It's Amar of Zera. Kala Omer Shema, Shema. Same thing with Shema. Say Shema twice. Ka Omer Modim, Modim Dami. It's as if he said Modim twice, and we don't like that. Meisvei. Wait a minute. Hakori Shema v'kofla. If someone says Shema and repeats it, Harayze Meguna. Meguna hu dahavi. It's not nice, but Shtuke Allah Mashtakinle, but we don't quiet you down. So the Gemara answers Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha, the Amar Milsa, Milsa, Vitani La. When you repeat each word twice, okay, this is a machloka, say what this means. Rashi says, Kol Teva Viteva, Chose Vishone, Maguna Have. If you repeat each word, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, you do it like that. That's Maguna. We don't quiet you down if you do that. However, Vaha, Ha, the Amar, Psuka, Psuka, Vitani La. But if you say each pasuk to it, say the whole pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and you say it a second time, then we quiet you down. That's the explanation of the difference. Amalei of Papa Labaya, why getting so bent out of shape? The Dilma Meikara Lo Kivein Daite Ul Basof Kivein Daite. Maybe the first time he said he didn't have that kavana, so he repeated it because he had kavana. So Amalei, that's not an answer. Why? Chavrusa Klape Shmaya Meika. What, Hashem is your friend? He's your buddy, he's your chavrusa. You say, to your friend, you know what, let me say it again. I didn't really say it. Let me say it to Hashem. E lo kiven daite meikara. If you didn't have it right the first time, machinan le beparzafta, the nafcha. Then we hit you with a metal stick. Is that what it means? What? A metal hammer. Ah, the machavad. That's not an answer to say, I didn't have kavanah the first time, I said it the second time. That's not the answer. The answer is you prepare yourself beforehand, then when you daven, you have kavanah. So if you said the pasuk twice, that's a problem. So the only reason I was delaying starting is because Tosfos asks, what about during Slichos or on Yom Kippur? We say Shema Yisrael three times.
That's part of the organized davening. There's no question who you're saying.
Oh, so that's one answer. One answer is that the only time you're not allowed to say Shema twice is during Shema. But if for some reason you're singing it when you take out the Torah or Yom Kippur, that's not a problem. It's only when you're being Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim. The question's a good question. Other places, Hashem Hu Elokim, we say seven times. What?
Okay.
What? Nothing's wrong with that answer. Nothing's wrong with that answer. It's a good question. It's a good answer. Some don't say that. Some say it's an old minhag and not to repeat it. Say it one time for this very reason. Not to repeat it. Okay. Very good. Next, Mishnah. So the first thing here is in parentheses. We can read it. Omer Yivrecha Yivarechecha Tovim Hareze Darke Minos. Okay. If you say that, it's Minos. Right? Like, if you say only good things, right? Like we said yesterday with the Shiluach HaKein. Right? It's a good thing. Hashem created Shiluach HaKein. Why did Hashem give the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein? Why? Because Hashem has mercy. Hashem's compassionate. Right? I have also commanded to kill Amaleki babies. I mean, Hashem's compassionate. Nothing to do with that. Right? Nothing to do with that. You go through the Torah, it can't be the answer. Today he did, tomorrow he wasn't. Doesn't make any sense. Right? Says, oh, Yerecha Tovim. That's Minos. Ha'over l'fnei teva. Someone's davening for the Amid. Vita'a, and he made a mistake. Yaver Acher. Taught me he made a mistake. Means he can't continue. It's okay, a mistake, he can't continue. So Yaver Acher Tachtov. Somebody should take over for him. You shouldn't be a refuser at that time, right? A refuser is someone, no, not me, I'm not Roy, nah. Shouldn't do that at that time. We're going to get to when you can do that. Not then. When you need a guy to pinch hit right away, something happened to the Baltfila. He can't continue, he's not feeling well, he made a mistake, whatever it is. Okay, finish up him. Don't be, no, not me, who am I? Shouldn't do that. Mehechan humastil, where do you begin? You start by the bracha where the other guy stopped. Now, new thing. If you're being over lifnei ateva. So again, times of the Gemara there were no sidurim. So if you're davening for the amid, says the Mishnah, lo yana amen acha hakahanim. Don't answer amen after the kahanim say brachos, the duchening. Why? Mipnei hatiruf. Because we're afraid you're going to become confused and forget where you're up to and not be able to kill your shon esrei. V'im ein sham kohen elahu. If he's the only kohen, the guy davening musaf is the only kohen. Lo yisas kapav. He shouldn't duchen. Why? Same problem. We're worried about that he's going to be able. He's going to lose his concentration where the shon esrei is, and he's going to mess up. V'im hiftachaso shehu knows it's kapav, but if he's sure he can do it, v'chaz l'tfilaso, and then go back to davening. So Rashai, he's allowed to. Okay, good. Tadar Rabbanan, hovel of ne'ateva. If someone's asked to daven for the amid, tzarich l'sarev, he's supposed to refuse. V'im eino misarev, and if he doesn't refuse. Doma l'tavshil she'ein bo melach. He's compared to a tavshil that doesn't have salt, right? The tavshil is the ikker. The salt is just the flavoring, right? The ikker is the tefillah. The baal tefillah is the salt. You hear this mashal? The baal tefillah is only the salt. No baal tefillah, they're the ikker. And they're, no. The ikker is the davening. The baal tefillah is like the salt. So if you don't refuse a little bit to show a little bit of humility, it's like a tavshil without any soul. So there's no about feel, it's okay. It's still a tavshil. V'yemitzarev yosemidai. If you refuse too much, domo la tavshil shak dichas al melach. You're like a tavshil with too much salt. Right? A food with too much salt doesn't taste good. Ketan hu osa, how do you act? It's a parmi shona, the first time, yitzarev. You should refuse, no, not me. So fine, so. Shnia, the guy by asked the second time. So now Mahav Hev. Now ready, you're like, you know, debating. And Shlish is, and the third time you're asked, Poshet es Raglav Vyored. You open up your hands, and you go down to the bima and you do it. Tadarabanan. Shlosha Ruban. There are three things. Shlosha, three things. Ruban Kasha. Too much of it's no good. Umayutan Yafa. And a little bit of it's very good. Ve'elahe, what are those three things? Sa'ar. Sourdough, too much of it's no good, a little bit's good, very good. Melach, salt, a little salt, excellent, too much, no good. And sarbanas, and this idea of refusing, a little bit's very good, too much of it's not good. Okay. And it makes the job of the guy a lot easier when people don't refuse even if it's 100 times.
No, but yeah. It has to be 3 times.
Okay, fine.
Now.
If you want 3 times, you'll get it. If that's what it's going to take, you'll get it. Amar Rav Huna. Ta b'shalosh rishonos chozel arosh. If you make a mistake and you forget that some bilbul happens during the first three brachos, you go back to the beginning of Shon Esrei. Why? Because they're a unit. Emtzios, in the middle 13, chozel atachonin. You go back to atachonin. Why do you go back to atachonin? We'll see in a minute why. Bachronos, if the last three, chozel avoda. You go back to retei. Because why? Because they're also a unit, the last three. Now, Ravasi Omar, MC is Ein Len Seder. Nah, the middle brachas have no Seder. Who made up that order? There's no order. Yeah, we have a flow, we have an order. We did say that Atachonin comes first. Do we say that? Yeah, we did say it once. Atachonin comes first, right? We did say that. But there's no really order. But Macy, wait a minute. Rav Sheshes Mehechen HaYechozer, where would Rav Sheshes go back to? Mitzchilas HaBracha Shetava. He went back to the bracha where he made a mistake. Not that the Atachonin. He was in Lam Al Shid, he made a mistake over there. He went back to the beginning of that. He was in Al Tzadikim. So, Tiyufta de Rav Huna. Now, it's not really a Tiyufta because Rav Huna is an Amor and so is Rav Sheshes. But the idea is that Rav Sheshes practiced a different thing. So, Amalach Rav Huna and Tiyufta. No. He held that all the middle brachas were one real bracha. So, therefore, no matter where you made a mistake, you have to go back to Atachonin, the beginning of the unit. Right? There are three units. Good. Next, Amr of Yehuda. La'olam al yishal adam tzrachav. You shouldn't ask for your needs. Lo b'shalosh rishonos. Lo b'shalosh achronos. Not in the first three. Not in the last three. You shouldn't ask for private need in the first three or in the last three. Ella, rather, Bemtzios, only in the middle. Only in the middle. Damer b'chanina, Rishonos, Domer le'eved, the beginning ones are compared to an eved, Shemesader Shevach lefnei Rabo, who is Mesader Heshevach to his Rebbe, Emtzios, the middle ones, Domer le'eved, Shemavakish Pras Merabo, the middle ones are like a eved asking for some pras, some bread, some, right, Merabo, and Achronis, the last three, Domer le'eved, Shekabel Pras Merabo, the last three is Eved got it, and now, V'niftar v'holechlo, now he's going away. Okay? Now, if you look at any sitter, you will notice that there are tefillos in the first three and in the last three. In the last three, we have something called Yalav Yavo. And in the first three, we have something called Zachreinu L'chaim and Mechamocha. What's going on here? The Gemara says you shouldn't do that. So who asked that question? Tosfos. So Tosfos says, in the second to the bottom Tosfos, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Hai, an old issue, Dafka liyachid. No. A yachid can't ask for your own tzrachim in the first three and the last three. That's not proper. Aval tzarchei tzibur, but tzarchei tzibur shoalin. That's okay. For the tzibur, it's okay. Ulakach, therefore, anu omrim zachreinu. We say zachreinu. The krovets. So that's a special thing, specifically for Purim, but they say he means all the piyutim Rosh Hashanah. Many of it's before the first three brachos, and the last are usually not. But the first three, yeah. Many of them are that doesn't make a difference because it's for the tzibur. It's not a private thing, right? The Yalav Yavo, also Yalav Yavo's in the last three. Teida, you should know, the Daf Yachid Kamar, even though Yachid says it, Shari Iker Brachos Achronos Sarche Tziburim. The last three brachos are tzarchei tzibur. So what do he mean by that? Some said like this: only in the last three you can stick in your own private own tefillos. Not even your own for the tzibur. I think the Rashi here says I would not say zechreinu l'chaim at all. I would not say that. The Gemara says you're not allowed to put private tefillos in the first three brachos. He says, what can I do? The Gaonim did it. But that was made up by the Gaonim. What could I do? But I wouldn't do that.
It's a
tzibur tefillah. It's not for you. It's for everybody. Right? It makes sense, by the way, because it says, Zachreinu l'chaim, it's in plural, right? Kasveinu zevachel, l'mancha Elokim chayim. What does that mean? For you. Keep us alive for your sake. Right? What does that mean? Think about that. What does that mean? You should keep us alive for you. But the answer is, because it'll look pretty terrible if all the Jews die. Right? We always go walk around and say, look how great we are, we're the chosen people. Imagine kill all die. Nobody says that if one person dies. Nobody says that if some old man died. Okay, that's not crazy. But if the whole nation, or a good portion of the nation died, everyone scratched their head. What's going on over here? Right? So it's for you, Hashem. Keep it for you, for your sake. For your covenant, we should stay alive as a collective unit. Right? So it is a tefillah b'tzibur. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'Talmud Echad. Listen to this. There was once a story, but there was a Talmud. There's one thing here in the story I don't understand. Shiyarat lefnei Teva, he went to Davin, b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer, v'yamayrich yoser midai. He was davening very long. What does that mean, he was davening very long? He was saying the words of Shmona Esrei very slowly, or he was saying his own tefillah? What does that mean, he was davening very long? What does that mean? Because now, Amalei, Talmid of Rabbeinu, Kama Achron Uzeh. Look at this guy. Look how long it's taking him to daven. What was he davening? Amalehem, well, Kula Ma'arach Yotzi Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't worry about it. He's not going to be longer than Moshe Rabbeinu. Dichsiv Be'etz Arbom Yom V'Zarbom Laila. It's not going to take 40 days to daven. Don't worry about it. Right? So what was he davening? Just saying the words very slowly? Like, or was he making up his own davening? I don't know the answer. Does the article say? Because here he doesn't say.
He was adding things.
According to the Miri, he was adding things. Okay, good. I think that makes a little more sense. Because no matter how slow you go, I mean, there's a limit to how much, you know? All right. Then listen to this. Shuv ma'aseh b'Talmud Echad. Shared lefnei Teva b'fnei Rebbe Elazar. V'yomer katzi yoser midai. He was very short. So what, he took things out or he just said it very fast? Can't be he took things out. That doesn't make any sense. Can't be he took things out. hard to say that, right? So he was davening very fast.
He added very little.
So Amalei, Talmud, Kama Katzron, who's that? Look at this guy. What a Katzron, right? Such a fast davening, so fast. So Amalei, Kloba Katzron, Yotze Moshe Rabbeinu. Was he ever faster than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichsev, Kelna, Rafan, Allah. All he said for Miriam was five words. So you got hard to find the tefillah with four words, right? So you see Moshe was both. The quotes over here from the Marsha. But yeah, when it came to, when did he daven very long? For Ruchnias, he davened very long. Very long. 40 days he davened for that. But for Gashmias, someone should get better. Okay, very short. That was Moshe's priority, right?
It's amazing. It's good to see nothing has changed. Thousands of years ago, still complaining.
Exactly. No, the point is that you can't please anybody. That's the point. Not anybody. Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, Kamavakish Racham Al Chavero. If you're being, there's a whole discussion about this. If you're asking for someone, if you're davening for someone else, Ein Tzarich L'Hazkir Shmo. You don't have to mention the person's name. You don't have to. Well, Hashem knows who you're davening for. Shenamar, like it says, Kel Na Rafan Allah, Velomad Kizvedakes Shmo de Miriam. He didn't say Miriam's name. The whole discussion, some say that's only if the person's there. If the person's not there, you should mention the name. We have a custom. We do mention everybody's name when we daven for people, right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Elu brachot she'adam shocha behen ba'avos. Elu brachot she'adam shocha behen. Here are the brachas where people bow down. Ba'avos, b'tchila v'sof, the beginning of avos. Ba'hoda, b'tchila v'sof. And by modim, at the beginning and at the end. That's it. If you want to bow at the beginning of every bracha, the end or the beginning of each and every bracha, we teach you not to do that. Why not? Why can't you bow? I didn't ask that question. Look at the bottom Tosfos. V'im tomar. V'yishche b'mavakach. It's a bow down. Big deal. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? So, v'yish lomar. Shalom, be half an answer. We don't want to uproot the Divrei Chachamim. Shalom yomru kol echad machmir kimo shehu rotze. Oh, you know, the Rabbanan said we should bow twice. But I'm better than them. I'm going to bow three times. I'll bow four times. I'll bow 19 times. Oh, so the ain kan takanas chachamim v'chashinu liyuhara. The whole chachamim, the whole takana becomes nothing. And everybody's a bigger show-off than the next guy. So to stop that, they said, you can only bow twice. So why only these twice? Why only these two? Why only these two? So, there are a bunch of few reasons. It says over here, the Meiri says, because Avos and Modim need an extra Kavana. Why do you need an extra Kavana? Because it's the first of the sets where you're not asking for what you need. Right? They quote the Beis Elokim that... says, similar idea, Avos and Modim are the two most important brachos. Why? Because Avos shows you that you don't stand in a vacuum. You have a tradition, you have a heritage. That's Avos. And Modim is, I know that whatever Hashem does is for the best. Right? I'm being Modim that whatever Hashem does, those are the two most important ideas. So for that, you have to bow. Everything else, then you're running into problems of being a show-off. Okay. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. Amar of Shem ben Pazi, Amar of Shem ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Hedyot, kamo shamarnu. A regular person, that's what we just said. Kohen Gadol, besof kol bracha u'bracha. Now, the Kohen Gadol could not bow at the end of every bracha. And the melech, tchilas kol bracha u'bracha, besof kol bracha u'bracha. And the melech would bow at the beginning and end of every bracha. Amar b'yitzchak bar nachmeni, v'didim v'farshalim yinei to Yeshua ben Levi, that Yeshua ben Levi, I heard from him, Hedyot, kamo shamarnu. A regular person, like we said, beginning and end. Of only Avos and only Modim. Kohen Gadol, Tchilas Kol Bracha U'Bracha. The Kohen Gadol, beginning and end of every Bracha. And the Melech, Kivet Shekara, once he bows down one time, Shuvin is okay, if he doesn't get back up. Shenemar, like it says, V'hi Kechalos Shlomo Le'ispalel, Kam Lefnei Mizbeach Hashem, Mechroa Al Berkov. Okay, so the Pasuk over there, that Shlomo, when he bowed, he didn't get back up. Tadar Rabbanan. Now, Kida, something called Kida, it's a very strange kind of bowing. It's Al Apayim, it's on your face, without the rest of your body. How you do that, I don't know. On your face, out your body. How do I know it's on your face, out your body? Because the next one's going to be your body. Shenamar v'tikei basheva apayim oretz. Basheva bowed on her face to the ground. Kriya, what's Kriya? Like to be Korea, to bow. Al Birkayim on your knees. Shenemar, Mechorua Al Birkov. Hishtachava, what's Hishtachava? Za, Pusha Yadayim Varaglayim. That's bowing out with your hands and your legs. Shenemar, Hachanavo, Aniva, Anachava, Vachicha, Hishtachava, Zacha Arza. So Kida can't mean that. Right, so what's Kida? Right, we have a Gemara that Levi became lame. He was trying to perform Kida. So it's a very hard, strange, unusual type of bowing. Anyway, Amr Chia Bered Derav Huna Chazina Lahu Abaye V'Rava Dematle Atzluye. Right, I once saw Abaye and Rava that when they did Tachnun, they didn't bow down their whole body, just their head. Right, that's the reason why you put your head down for Tachnun. It's to show that you're right. When people are very, very serious and very, very distraught, they put their head down. That's the reason why people do it. It's, we don't bow like on Yom Kippur. They used to. Abaye and Rava didn't do it, and we don't do it either. Okay, next. Tani Chada, HaKorea Bahoda. If you bow by Modim, HaRezeh Meshubak, that's a very good thing. Tani Idach, HaRezeh Meguna, that's a bad thing. Lo Kasha, it's not a problem. Ha B'Tchila, Ha Lo Basof. At the beginning of the bracha, one's at the beginning of the bracha, and one's at the end of the bracha. In the beginning of the bracha, it's a good thing. At the end of the bracha, it's a bad thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. Rava, karba hada, tchila basof. Rava bad at the beginning of Modim, bad at the end of Modim, like we do. Amalei Rabbanan and Amayka Avid Bar Hachi. Amalehu, I saw Chazina, I saw Lerav Nachman, the kara that he bowed. The Chazina le Lerav Sheshesnika Avid Hachi. I saw them do it. I, Votanya, Chorea Bauda, Reza Maguna. If you bow by hada, it's a bad thing. So, nah, he bauda shemahalo. That's if you bow by Hodah of Hallel, which means Kili Olam Chasto. If you bow by that Hallel HaGadol called Kili Olam Chasto, right, which we say only on Shabbos, you bow then, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Why? Because we don't have extra bowings. V'tanya Korea Bahodah U'Bahodah Shal Hallel Reza Maguna. Now it says it straight out. If you bow by Hodah or by Hodah of Hallel, it's not a good thing. So the Hodah can't be the Hodah of Hallel. So what is it? It's the Hodah of benching. So what do we get from here? The only time you're allowed to bow is by Modim. The beginning of Modim and the end of Modim. The beginning of Avos and the end of Avos. Right? Now, he says over here, he quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you're not allowed to bow any other place except for Avos. And Modim. No other place are you allowed to bow. Then he says something fascinating. The Gemara doesn't mention bowing by Nishmas, which apparently was a minhag in the Rabbeinu Yonah's time, which I don't think people do today. They didn't mention bowing by Nishmas because that's just the whole Nishmas is a later invention. So therefore, that's why he didn't mention it. The quotes over here, the Divrei Chamudo says, what? Neither is Hallel, neither is benching, right? We're going to get to that in a minute. There's one other place where we bow. Anyone know? No, besides Aleinu. Oh, that's again. That's not an ikar part of davening. Baruch Hu. How do we bow by Baruch Hu? So believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah raises the question: how do we bow by Baruch Hu? And he says, what? No, you really? And then, and also, we're going to get to Rabbi Akiva. Didn't we hear Rabbi Akiva bowed so much that he went from one room to the other room? And we said he was bowing in the middle. So according to Rabbi, how can he bow? Not allowed. So to answer all these questions, the Taz says, the only time you're not allowed to bow is when the word modim appears. Like in benching. There's no delicha. That's when you're not allowed. But if it's not, doesn't have the word modim, then it's not a problem. Which is why it's not a problem for Baruch Hu, and it's not a problem for Rabbi Akiva. That's how they answer it. He says, the Mishnah Berurah, the Berurah Halacha says, the reason why we have a minute to bow during Baruch Hu, by Baruch Hu, is based on a pasuk. The pasuk in Divrei Yom says, V'yomer David l'chol ha'kahal, Baruch Hu na'at Hashem l'kechem, V'yivru kol ha'kahal, V'yikdu v'yishtachavu l'Hashem v'lamelech. Okay, so they say like that. One more place where we bow, besides Aleinu. One more place. Some people do it, many people don't. That's during Kaddish. People bow by Kaddish. Osage, right? People bow by Kaddish. Especially the end of Kaddish. Don't you bow? The Osage Shalom? Right? Like a half a bow. Right? So, it's another place. What?
Is it a bow or is he just doing
directions? Hmm?
Is it not a full bow?
Right, I hear you.
Doing the lula.
Right.
By the way, going back to what you said before about davening in plural.
Yeah.
So it's a tefillah for the tzibur, tefillah for the yachid.
Right, by the way, the entire shiur is in plural.
Right. The only thing you could say is we said it way back when that you should always put yourself in. You should daven for yourself, but put yourself in the tzibur.
Right.
So that could be maybe it is.
Right. Right. We never spoke about davening your own private tefillos in shemat tefillah or in the end of davening. We never discussed that. It never really comes up in the Gemara. It is in the Shulchan Aruch. We never really discussed that. About davening your own private tefillos.
You see, it's in the
Yeah, 100%. 100%. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. I saw in the deer shoot, they bring down, I think it was Chaim Kanievsky, he said, shouldn't daven the same thing every day. It's not an incorporated part of my davening. I daven a set 20, and then I add in the exact same tefillah every single day. That is, maybe you shouldn't do that. That's not what it's there for. It's not there to make another, you know what I'm saying? Same exact, every day you ask for the same exact private things. He says, maybe you shouldn't do that. You know, okay, today I need this. And so, okay, you can, nothing wrong with putting it in. But to make the same thing every day, he there was someone who weren't so in favor of that. Okay, next. Hespalo, someone davens, vita, and he makes a mistake. It's some kind of bilbil. Simin ra'lo, that's a bad simin. If he's a shiach tzibur, simin ra l'shluchav. It's a simon. It's a bad simon for those who sent him, meaning the shul. Why? Because the shliach shaladim kamoso. Because the shliach is like the person himself. There's no din here of shliach shaladim kamoso. The shliach tzibur is not your shliach. In Hashem's mind, in halacha, it's viewed like a little bit like he's being motzi people, but it's not a din of shliach. Don't think it's a din of shlichus. It's a bad thing. He sends up a guy and he botches up like that. It's a bad simon for everybody. Amru lava avichanina ben dosa. I don't know if that applies today where everyone's making their own davening. It used to be that the person who davened for the Amid really was being motzi people. Today it's just a halacha that we carried over. Not even motzi anybody. So I'm not sure if that applies today. Anyway, he was davening for sick people. This one would live and this one would die. Amrulo, how do you know? So I'm all him. Im shigura tefilasi b'fi. If my tefillah was very, very good in my mouth, I was able to say the words very well. It really flowed. Yodei ani shu makubal. I know it's going to be accepted. V'yamav, and if not, yodei ani shu matur. I know it's not going to be accepted. That's how I knew. That was my simon. Ahaya. Ahaya. What's this going on? That what? That the bracha of Shimon Esrei, if it's a mistake, it's no good. What does that mean? That only applied by avos. That did only by avos. Only by the first bracha. Others said that this idea of avos was said on a different story. On the story of having kavana by Shmona Esrei. If you can't have kavana for the entire Shmona Esrei, at least have kavana for one. Amar of Safra, Bishom Chad, the Bay Rebbe, but Avos. Which one? Avos. Why Avos? So, two answers. One answer is because it's the most important one. One answer is because in the beginning of Shemot Esrei, you can't have Kavanah now. I understand already at the end, already, right, we can't expect you to be a Malach and have Kavanah now. At the end, in the beginning, you can't have. So, by Avos, you have to have. Later on, okay, already we already understand, right? The halacha is very forgiving. We understand already that now it's impossible after 3 minutes. That's already, we understand. But in the beginning, why not in the beginning? Right? Okay. That, and by the way, he says, that's why if it's simon in avos, if you're mababble in avos, it's a bad simon. Even now, you couldn't have kavana. First minute, you couldn't have kavana. That's a bad simon. Amr lav avichanina, menahani mili, where do we know this from? So what do you mean minahani mili? It says the Magid Halumos, what do you mean minahani mili? How do we know what? How do we know that this happened? Whoever Rechina Bedosa davened for and it was Shigur Befiv, they lived, and if not, not? What do you mean how do we know? Go watch and see what happens. go ask him. Did you have kavanah for this person? Nah, this person I was botching up. It's not going to be successful. And sure enough, the person didn't make it. What do you mean, nahan emili? What do those words mean? Nahan emili, how do you know? How do you know what? Right? So the question's a lot better than the answer. The answer he gives is because you know that the sun rises because the Torah said so, not because you could watch it in nature. Right? Everything that's in nature has to have a makar. I think the question is better than the answer. Anyway, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Kra, it says, Baro, Bore Nivsif Asayim, Shalom Shalom Larachok, Lakar, Amar Shem Rufasiv. In other words, the success in davening is connected to Nivsif Asayim, the frequency of your lips. Amar B'chiyah bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, Kol HaNeviim Kul L'snabu El L'masi Bita El Tamachacham. All the Neviim were not Mesnabe El L'masi Bita El Tamachacham. What does that mean? How do they translate that? What does that mean? They were only Mesnabe, so the daughters came out to Menachem Chacham? What does that mean? What does that mean? What do those words mean? What?
All the prophets prophesied only one who marries his daughter to a Torah
scholar. What does that mean?
About the rewards and the consolation.
I understand. That's the next part. Right? Ul osay pramatil tamachachem. Or do business with the tamachachem. Ul amahanem tamachachem in the chasam. So what does that mean? They gave him the vuvuz so that the daughter should marry tamachachem? That what it means? Or you should have hanah from tamachachem. You should spend time with them, be with them. Aval tamachachem atzman, the tamachachem itself. Ayla Rasa Elokim Zulasecha. Nobody saw that. Nobody saw.
Maybe it's telling you that there's a just like
Yasem Elokim Machakalo. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just like the highest level is to take the Tamachachem's money and invest. The same thing is you shouldn't give your daughter to the wealthy guy to the person with a lot of money. You should give your daughter to the. It's the same level.
Right. What is that? I understand. What do they mean? Kol Hanaviim Kul Nisnabu. Should have said a Musar. A person should always try to make sure they shouldn't look after money. That's what it says. Because whoever's giving nevuah, what does that mean? Whoever's giving nevuah only, what does it mean? The nevuah is about? The nevuah is about, that's what I was thinking of, that's the pshat. The nevuah is about these people. But the Talmud Chacham himself, on a high level, don't even ask. Okay. They only gave nevuah about Yemos HaMashiach. Aval Olam Haba. Whatever the difference is, we don't know. Ayin la rasa ala kim zul asecha. Upligi to Shmuel. Shmuel argues in that, by the way. There is no difference, except for the fact that there won't be subjugation of the nations. Shemar, like it says, ki lo yachtal evyon mikarev ha'aret. Farmer chieber abba arba b'yachon. Kol nevim kol nesnabu ela bali tshuva. They only spoke about bali tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim, but a tzadik gomer who never sinned, so never became a bali tshuva. Ayin la rasa ala kim zul asecha. By the way, Upligi Rabbi Avo. Rabbi argues on that. Rabbi Avo, famous Gemara, famous line in Shatz, Makom Shabbat Tshuva Omdin, Tzadikim Gemurin Einam Omdin. Which Rabbi Avo seems to imply that a Bal Tshuva is greater than a Tzadik. Right? It says in black and white. Where the Bal Tshuva stands, the Tzadik can't even be there. Shenemar, Shalom Shalom L'Rachok L'Karov, L'Rachok Beresha. First, they were far away. And then they became close. Why is that? So why is it someone who's a Baal Tshuva greater than a Tzaddik? Right? So the Rambam says, because, we're going to see the Rambam inside in a minute, because he was able to hold back his Yetzirah better than the Tzaddik. Right? You hear that? Right. The Rambam's going to say that. He tasted sin before and he still threw it away. That's harder than someone who never tasted sin before. Is that really true? So the Rambam says it. The previous guy there gives three other answers. Why? Which Rambam does not give these answers. He says, number one, to go back to sinning is a greater time for a Baal Tshuva. To go back. A greater time for a Baal Tshuva. And he doesn't go back, so he's greater. That's number one. Number two, that's another very philosophical thing. That a Tzaddik performs mitzvah saseh. He never violates law saseh because he's a Tzaddik. So all he has are saseh. The Baal Tshuva, who violated Lo Tzatzeis, now did tshuva on them, so those turn into what? Right? If someone does tshuva, the Averas turn into Zechuyas, he's on a higher level. than the tzaddik, because the tzaddik doesn't have those. That's number two. Again, the Rambam doesn't say that either. Number three, he says, similar idea that he rejected all the bad, only sticks now with good. The tzaddik never had the bad to begin with, so the Baal Tshuva is a little better. And same idea three times.
But I also said, the reason I'm saying, listen to the tzaddik ben tzaddik tefillah before he listened to
the tzaddik. So we're gonna, the Rav Huda asked that question, we're going to get to it in a minute. Just want to finish the parak and then we'll get to it. Rabbi Yochanan Amalacha, my rachok, what does it mean rachok? Now Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, Shahaya rachok midvar aver merikara. He was further away. My karov, what does karov mean? Shahaya karov midvar aver v'nisrachik meimenu hashta. He was further away and now he's closer. In other words, he argues on Ravavo. He says, no, a tzaddik gomer beats a Baal Tshuva. It's a machlokas. Okay? My ayin l'rata, Amar Shur ben Levi, ze yayin ha-mishumar ba'anovah misheshi sibi b'reishas. This is the wine that's set away for the 6 days of creation, some special thing. Rishur ben Nachmin yomar ze, I Eden, Gane, it's Eden, not Gane, it's an Eden. Shlo shulta ba'ayin kolberi. No one ever saw that. Shema tomar adam mishan heichan haya began. Hashem Atama, who gan, who Aden? Tamad Lomar. No, Yotzemi Aden Lahashkas is a gan. No, gan Luchud, the Aden Luchud, two separate things. Maisa, Tamar Ban, Maisa Shechala, Beno, Shel, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick. Shagar Shnei Tamid Chacham, Eitzel Rechanina Ben Dosa. So they sent two Tamid Chacham to Rechanina Ben Dosa to daven over there. Lavaki Shal of Rachamim, to daven over there. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you don't need Ramosha Feinstein for this, but they quote it from Moshe, in Ramosha. It's in Yoredeya Chel Dal Simon and Aleph that a Talmud Chacham has better davening than a regular person. I don't know if you need Ramosha Feinstein for that, but it's true. Even Rabbi Gamliel felt I should go to a bigger tzaddik than me. It's a big tzaddik, Rabbi Gamliel. The Kiran Shira, awesome, Ola, and now that he saw them walking down the block, Rechina Bedosa. They didn't even get into, he saw them from the window. Right away, Ola, Aliyah, he went up to the attic, Ubiki Shalav Rachamim. Biridasa, when he came down, Amalahem, Lechu, go back home, guys. Shechalatzto chama, the fever has broken. Amrullah v'chi navi ata. Well, you're a navi. You don't even know why we're here. So Amalahem, lo navi anochi, lo benava anochi, el tach mikablani, this is my Kabbalah. So they explain, when he saw them coming, what are they coming for? They're coming because someone's sick. Right? Into shugura tfilasi b'fi, yadea nishu mekubal, if it's flowing, I know it's going to work. V'yamlav yadea nishu meturaf. Yashu v'katsvu v'kivnu v'osasha. So they wrote down exactly what time of day this happened, so they shouldn't forget. And k'shavo etzor gamil amalhem havodi. You're not going to believe this. Lo chasatem lo esatem. Not 1 minute more, not 1 minute less. Elakacha yamaisa. But osasha at that second that you wrote down when he told you go home, chalatz dochava. The fever broke. Shalom amayim lishah. So my boy said he's going to have some water to drink. Right, he came out of the coma and he asked for some water. Mamish that same second. The shuv maisa v'chinin ben dosa. There's another story of Chinah ben Dosa. Shehalach lo motor etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right. V'chol lo benosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got very sick. Amulah Chanina b'ni b'ikei shalav rachamim. My son needs rachamim. V'yichas, he should live. So he niach rosho ben Birkov. He put his head between his knees. U'mavakei shalav rachamim. He davened him. V'chol and he lived. Amulah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Elmola hitiach ben Zakkai as rosho ben Birkov. Kol yom kulo lo yamashgichin alav. Had I put my head between my knees all day long, it wouldn't have made a difference. Right? Wouldn't have made one bit of a difference. Amr lo ishto, the chanina gadol mumcha. But chanina is greater than you? Chanina is greater than you? Right? So says the, who is this? The Ben Yehuda says, why did she wait till now to ask the question? Why did she wait till now? The minute he said, by the way, honey, I'm going to Chanina Mendoza to ask. What do you mean? He's better than you? Why don't you daven for him? Should I wait till the end to ask? What?
She saw it
work. No, that's not what he says. He says,
she wants his help, and she just wanted to help his confidence.
No, so he says, she thought that the reason why he couldn't daven was because he was so distraught. His son's sick, he can't have kavana. I'll have someone else do it. Then when he said, you know, I could sit my head between my knees all day long, it's not going to make a difference, then she said, wait a minute, the reason why he didn't do it was not because he was all distraught, then why is he better than you? Only afterwards now she woke up. So Amalea, Amalea, love. No, not that. Elahu doma ke'eved l'fnei melech. He's like an Eved, so the Eved's always there in the room. The Eved has much more access than a regular person, right? Eved's always there. That's what it's about, access, right? So the Eved always has access. Showing David in a place that has a window. Shenemar, for Yeshivan, Pitzin, Lei, Baalise. Yerushneged Yerushalayim. This is even in your house, not just in a shul. Amar of Kahana, Chatzif Alay Man Damatzi Bebiksa. It's a chutzpah for someone who davens in a field, in an open area. Why is it a chutzpah? Because, so Tosfos, it just is. Open space. So Tosfos says, but it says that Yetze Yitzchak Losuach Pasade. The Yitzchak went out to daven in a field. Right? So the Tosfos answers, that wasn't a field. That was the Har HaBayis. Yitzchak called it a field. It wasn't an open field. It wasn't an open area. In an open area, you're not supposed to daven. Right? So Rabbi Yosef says, don't worry. You're allowed to daven at the Kosel Ma'aravi. It's an open area. Yeah, but it's designated for a shul. Right? Designated to daven. Right. Last line, Amar Kahana, Chatzif Aleman Defarish Chatei. It's a chutzpah if somebody specifies their sins. Shenemar, Ashri Nosha Pesha Kithli Chata. You don't specify your sins. Why not? So Tosfos says, because, look at Tosfos. V'tayma, l'fishi azmi, normally, I'll say it outside to save time, normally, when you're embarrassed about your sins. And embarrassment leads to tshuva. Hey, you're going around bragging, look at my sins. He's like, what kind of, that's not tshuva. That's not embarrassment. Just the opposite. You're bragging about it. On Yom Kippur, we all say our sins in public. We say Al Chayt out loud together as a whole shul. Oh, exactly the point. The answer is because it's written in the text. So you just read, everyone's reading the same thing. If you have private sins you want to mention, you should keep that to yourself and do it quietly. Right? You're allowed to do it. You should do it. But you don't do it quietly. Right? You don't do it quietly. Okay? Very good. No. Hajjudalach, Elu, Ein Omdin, Hajjudalach, Ein Omdin, Hajjudalach, Ein Omdin. Wait, not finished. So. So listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalin. Al Yadama Bal Tshuva. Bal Tshuva should never think Shumiruchok Mimarlas HaTzadikim, that he's far away from being a tzaddik. Bibnei HaAvonos VaHachatos Yasa, because of all the sins he did. He should never think that. Ein Adavar Kein. Not true. Ella, rather, Ahuv, V'nechmad Lefnei HaBorei, you're beloved and you're special by Hashem. Ki'il Lo Chatzim, it's as if you never sinned. V'lo od, not only that, ela sescharo harbe. You hear those words, Marcel? Sescharo harbe. The schar is a lot. Doesn't say how much, it's a lot. Sharei tam tam chet. Like Monty said, you tasted sin. Upurish bimenu. You threw that all away. V'kovesh yitzro. And you conquered your yetzer. Amru chachamim, makom shebale tshuva omdin bo. Ein tzadikim gemur yichol en lamed bo. Klomar. Mylan Gedola Mimilat Elu Shlochatum Meolam Bibne Shehen Koshin Yitzrum Yoser Mehen. They're better because they had more taiva and they got rid of it all. Okay? So Huttner says, wait a minute. He starts off by saying the schar is harbe. The schar is harbe. Doesn't say how much harbe. Harbe what? Just as harbe. Then he says, but you're closer to Hashem. They're better. Right? Where they stand, the tzaddik can't stand. So Fortner says there's two things going on. Number one, there's schar. Schar. And number two, there's close to Hashem. So schar, maybe not better than a tzaddik gomer. Because at the end of the day, because the Rambam, first of all, they ask, first of all, we always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. And here Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this. Rabbi Yochanan argued. So what's the Rambam doing passing like someone we don't hold like? So the answer, because we only pass like Rabbi Yochanan, well, this doesn't make a difference. What kind of halacha is it? It's not a halacha l'maisa halacha, right? It's not a real halacha. It's a hashkafa. So for hashkafa, we don't have to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So he says like this: there's two issues. There's schar. Now, if a guy spends 20 years being not religious and being a baal aveira, he lost those 20 years. The Rambam never quotes that if you do a mitzvos, to do aveiros, and then you do tshuva, those aveiros turn into. Doesn't hold that, the Rambam. So for him, you lost 20 years. You lost 20 years. 20 years of your life you weren't religious. You lost it all. You lost it. So there's no way you have more schar than someone who was good. No.
Somebody can get it in 1 second. Everything.
So what are you getting? What do you get in 1 minute? That's exactly what Hutner says. The Rambam says, Schar's harbe. Very, no question about it. More than a tzadik gomer? No. Different. Now, in terms of getting close to Hashem, which is a different thing, it quotes, it's a whole piece from Hutner, we can't go through it now. Being close to Hashem and having some iskarvas, that's a greater. For all the reasons we said, they tasted the taste of sin, they threw it away, and they have more time, and they want to go back, and they don't. So for all those reasons, they're closer. Where they stand, a tzadik gomer can't stand. Now, in terms of schar, in terms of being able to daven for someone, I don't know about that. They lost all that time. The Rambam doesn't hold that they get the time back. Right? We tell, no one ever quotes that because it's a big mussar. Listen, if you obey, don't worry about it. You get it all back in spades. The Rambam never says that.
Rambam is assuming that the person didn't go off and then saying to himself, I'm going to go off and go back on.
Right, of course no one says that.
Exactly. So,
he's off. For 20 years he was off, and then he came back. So how can he be ahead of the other guy who didn't go off for 20 years? It's impossible. He's so behind the eight ball. Now, in terms of schar. Schar harbe. Harbe, yeah. Not more. Now, in terms of being close to Hashem, then they're even greater. Why? Because they came back. Two separate things. It's unbelievable part. Right? Very good. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. New parak tomorrow.